Deaconess Freeman, if you would lead us in prayer, please.
Let us bow ahead. Holy Father, we gather together this morning speaking your truth and asking for your guidance and strength. Can you hear me?
Yes, a little echoish. I don't know. Go ahead, sister.
Lord, give us courage as we start this day, a new day, for there is much work to be done, burdens to be carried, feelings to be shared, and joys to be celebrated. We ask at the end of this day that you grant us the courage to see your guiding hand and the hurts that you have healed and the strength that you have given to others. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for Psalm 27:14, which tells us to wait on you and be of good courage, for you shall strengthen our hearts. Thank you for being patient with our human weaknesses and our single mindedness, Lord Jesus. Lord, the Bible talks about people with no faith, little faith, and faith like a wave. Lord, remind us that faith comes in proportion to how much we read, study, meditate, hear, and act on your word. Help us to put the word in our hearts and be doers of it, Father. We thank you for reminding us in James 2:14-26 that the body without the spirit is dead, so is faith without the works is dead. Help us plant your word in our spirit and always remember that faith is a heart thing and not a head thing.
Well,
Lord Jesus, help us to recognize that prayer does not cause faith to work, but faith calls prayers to work. And Lord, let us always walk in forgiveness and not let pride play any part in our lives. Father, we know that the devil wants us to stay focused on the wrongs that was done to us, the insults, the cutting remarks, the betrayals, the rejections, so we won't be able to stay focused on your anointing. Lord, forgive us by faith so that we can receive everything that you have promised to us. Father, we pray for Bishop Cuff this morning, who do your holy work of guiding your sheep and helping them spread the good news. Continue to give him your wisdom to guide him and your shield to protect him from the traps of the enemy and from any temptation as he goes about his daily duties. Bless Sister Cuff this morning, Father. Continue to give her the hunger and thirst for righteousness. And we pray that she continues to be rooted and grounded in your love and filled with the fullness of you, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray for the Word of God Church and the Judy C. Freeman Senior Outreach Ministry. Remind each in the body of Christ this morning, Father, to always look up to you when we are down, but it is you who pull us through every trial and every tribulation and who gives us strength over all temptations. Lord Jesus, it is you who gave all there is to give by going to the cross for us.
Well,
help us to turn our hearts to you, Lord, and away from the world. We pray that we always stay close to you. Lord Jesus, we ask that you place warrior angels at the entrance point of our homes this morning.
Yes.
Keep out any wandering spirit that may try to gain access. We thank you for spiritual protection around each of us. Father, let us always remember to put on your full armor. And we pray that the light of our Lord Jesus shine through us every day. Dear Lord, protect the members of our military who are serving our country. We pray that they remain safe, strong, and God-fearing. Bless them and their families, Father. Hold them in your merciful hand. Lord, grant each of us peace. We know that we have true peace, where no matter what happens to or around us, no matter how dark, desperate, or corrupt things might seem, no matter how grim things may look, no matter how bleak our future prospects look, we still remain submissive, obedient, and faithful to you. Lord, we know that you are a source of peace. We walk in agreement with you and your favor.
Yes.
Thank you, Father, for hearing the request and petition of your children. Amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen again. God bless you, Priscilla. May he continue to use you in a mighty way.
Amen.
Let me ask before we get started, anybody know any of the scriptures that Deaconess Freeman just referenced? Give me one of them back.
27:14.
Thank you, Brother Wayne. I encourage y'all to make sure when you listen back that you copy scriptures and go back and review them. Amen?
Amen.
it's ironic that God chose to let Priscilla bring up some of the scriptures, and some of those I want to talk about this morning. And before we get started with the word or the sermon, because I'm talking about the word, I want to encourage you to keep that focus that we had in Bible study about this matter of our talk and discussion, that during any conversation that we have with anybody, somewhere in that conversation, you should hear about Jesus. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
I go back to the lady that Bree brought up, that no matter what they talked about, the Lord was in their business. And I submit to you that if you're not talking in your conversations, and I hear people talking all day long, up and down the street, around the corner, at the mall, wherever, and I never hear anyone say anything about the Lord. I remember once, many years ago, I was in a food line, and people were in the next aisle over, and I don't care if they were talking about baked beans or hot dogs, Jesus was in that conversation. Can I get a witness? The Bible says in Romans 10:9 that you must confess what you believe in your heart. And I submit to you, if you're not confessing Jesus as you go through the day, he is not the center of your heart. Whatever you're confessing is the center of your heart. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Whatever words come out of your mouth matter, no matter what they are. Bible says that let everything that we say give homage to God. It says that let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be acceptable in his sight. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So we find ourselves this morning back to where Priscilla was dealing with, which is James chapter 2, verse 14. I want to take you to another part of James that deals with the same thing, but it's a different verse. It's chapter 1, verse 19 through 27. James chapter 1, verse 19 through 27. And basically what this is saying is that you can't just be hearers of the word. Like the one Priscilla read, said, you must be doers of the word. We can't talk a good game because the whole world is talking and there's very few people doing anything, and particularly for our Lord. Can I get a witness this morning?
Yeah.
Listen at these words. James chapter 1, verse 19. This you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of a man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all the remains of the wickedness, in humility receiving the word implanted, which is able to save your soul. Take note of that. Verse 22, but prove yourselves doers of the word. Did you hear what it said? Prove yourselves that you are doers of the word. And I'm reading out of the NASB Bible, in case your translation is different. Prove yourselves, be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who indulge themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. And, for once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgot what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effective doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. Can I get a witness? And you go on and read that down to the end of it. So this morning, the question to us as we start this journey is, are we doers of the word or just hearers? Do we talk a good game, or are we in fact trying to please the one who woke us up this morning? Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You see, I am charged to keep you focused on your direction. And we're not to walk by sight, but by faith. And faith cometh from hearing, and hearing cometh from the word. And the Bible says, how can you hear without a preacher? And so everybody who's not in the presence of my voice this morning, they are falling short of the glory of God. Can I get a witness? The Bible says clearly in Hebrews, without a shadow of a doubt. In these last and evil days, many will fall away from the word. But you and I must stay steadfast to this word. Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
I happened to notice this morning my neighbor, who are Africans, and they all had their African garbs on, and the preacher picked them up, and he had his regalia on, very stunning looking, and they all got in the car, and they went off to church. You see, I look past what I see on the surface.
Amen.
I see people that got a boyfriend in the house, and the mother's got a boyfriend in the house. You see, to go to church all dressed up and don't have God in front of you, you're in trouble. Because God sees what you do behind closed doors.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't the only one see. God sees. He knows all things. He sees all things. He's an all-wise God. He's an all-knowing God.
Yeah.
You can't get away with your dirt in front of God because he sees it all. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So what you got, you and I have to do, and you notice I put the word I in there. We got to walk upright before God. We got to have God as our armor bearer, our shield, and our rampart. Come on, somebody.
All right.
We can't walk this world playing a game because the enemy is ready to take us down. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
He walks around like a roaring lion trying to find out who he can destroy. It's his intentions to take you down. And we who are people of God must stand firm. We must stand in the gap for our members and family members who seem to stray away. Listen at me closely. There is nothing that you can do today better than to be in the presence of the Lord and the saints.
Amen.
And I told y'all, I'll tell you again, watch what you do on the day of preparation.
Yes.
Because if you don't watch it, the devil will set you up on a Saturday, and Sunday you'll be nowhere near God's word. And if you are not near his word, you have no armor. And then he starts playing with the mind.
Amen.
Y'all might as well say amen, because that's the truth.
Amen.
Last night, my precious wife knows that I love Denzel Washington. And there was a movie on, I can't remember, Courage or whatever it was. And I was so thankful, and I flipped it on and started watching it. And my spirit said, uh-uh. You're getting ready to go to sleep now. You're going to sit there and watch all this foolishness. And so I turned it off. And turned on something that I knew would soothe my spirit and my mind. Listen to me. You have to watch what you let into your mind. The Bible says, guard your heart and your mind. Listen to me. You must guard your heart and your mind. We are discriminating people. We can't let any and everything penetrate our minds. Because let me tell you a secret. The devil will sneak in. And before you know it, you accept what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, you read your Bible if you want to, or you can meditate on God's word, and you can pray, or you can chase this world. I stop by to tell you, you're heading for trouble if you don't keep your mind stayed on Jesus.
Amen.
You see, you have to do, going back to where Priscilla was at, further back in here, turn to James chapter 4, verse 1 through 12. I've been led by the Spirit to interrupt this sermon to make sure that you get this broadcast. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
See, we have to deal with these things as they come in front of us. Listen at James chapter 4, verse 1. What is the source of quarrels and conflict among you? First of all, if you having quarrels and conflict, you need to pay attention. If you had an argument or had some disgruntledness from last Sunday to this Sunday, you need to pay attention to James. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
What is the source of quarrels and conflict among you? Is not the source your pleasure that wages war in your members? You lust and do not have, so you commit murder. You are envious and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask.
Amen.
And you ask and you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives.
Amen.
So
Amen.
That you may spend it on your pleasures. You know, the church, this country now has no money in saving. We spend every dime we get, and now we're in debt to China. They own us. Everybody owns us. The Bible's true. true and accurate. Verse 4, you adulteress, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility towards God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world marks himself as an enemy of God. Oh. Or do you think that the scripture speaks to no purpose? And I believe a lot of us think that this is a joke. This word don't mean nothing. This word is powerful as a two-edged sword, I tell you. It cuts straight through to the marrow of the situation. Don't let nobody deceive you, church. God's word is true. It stands by itself. It is aware of the conflict in man's heart between natural nature and the things of God. So I'll let you go on to read it, but if you read further, you're going to find that it's clear about certain things. So we need to be in tune this morning. You know, Sunday after Sunday, God has ordained me to preach his gospel. And he's also ordained you and I to heed his gospel. We can't just hear this word and walk away from it. If the word says that you must, whenever you open your mouth, give homage to God when you open your mouth, I don't care who you're talking to. If you love the Lord, you must say so.
Amen.
Because the enemy is real. And if you ain't got on armor to fight him, as Ephesians 6 says, get ready for a whooping. He go whoop you in your finances. He go whoop you in your marriage. He go beat your children up. He go make it so that when you go in and when you come out, you have no peace. When you rise up and you lie down, you'll have no peace. Listen to me. Peace comes through the Lord.
Amen.
No one else can give you peace. Your money can't give it to you. Somebody should be able to say amen.
Amen.
God can't give it to you. Your lover can't give it to you. Listen to me. There's only one lover. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
He's the everlasting. He's the bright and morning star. Come on, y'all. He gives you hope when there is no hope.
Amen.
He gives you sight when you cannot see.
Yeah.
Listen to me. God let his son come down here to free us from this darkness and sin.
Yeah.
And if we choose to continue to walk not in the ways of God, I have mercy on your soul because you will not win. There is no battle that you can win without the Lord. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
You'll fight all your battles.
Yes.
Give your mind freedom from this corrupt kingdom.
Yes.
Nothing truthful down here.
Amen.
I've lived long enough to know it. Your only hope is in the Lord. Your only peace is in the Lord. I don't care what your age is. You can start from little Joseph all the way up. The only peace we'll have is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Things are happening so fast now that I don't believe we can see because we're not looking.
Right.
We're looking at things that don't count. We're looking at the surface of things.
Yeah.
Think of that squirrel out there or squirrels. They got more sense than we got.
Yeah.
You patch up a hole and they keep coming back.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. The devil kicks us in the head and we go back.
Yeah.
The squirrel stays focused.
Yeah.
Because God gave him that instinct to do it. He don't quit. He says, all right, you put that up, I'll get it anyway.
Amen.
And the first sign, what do? We like sheep. I can't do this. It won't work. I need help. You need the Lord, I tell you.
Amen.
So we start this journey this morning. Let those words which come straight from heaven penetrate your hearts and souls. And let us again turn to our text of the morning. For those who take notes, the title is The Importance of Sharing the Gospel of Christ. Second part of this theme about witnessing. Our text the other day, I've told you, comes from Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. Listen to these words. Then he said, go into the world, go everywhere, and announce the message of God's good news to one and all. Whoever believes and is baptized is saved, and whoever refuses to believe is damned. By the way, I'm reading from the Message Bible. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. It's news I'm most proud to proclaim. I like that. This extraordinary message of God's powerful plan to rescue everyone who trusts in him, starting with the Jew and then right on to everyone else. God's way of putting people right showed up in the act of faith, confirming what the scripture had said all along. The person who is in right standing before God by trusting him really lives. Can you hear that? You really live, I tell you. Yes, sir. Don't let the devil tell you that it's just no fun being a Christian. Young people, don't let nobody tell you out in that world it's no fun being in love with Jesus. I stop by to tell you there is. You see, let me help you with it. You can let this world control you, and I'll give you some no funds. It's no funds getting AIDS. Ah, y'all listen at me closely. It's no fun being in love, and then you find out your lover's got five other lovers.
Amen.
Oh, y'all come on, walk with me now.
Amen.
You see, it's no fun putting your trust in your money, and then you're out of a job and ain't got no money.
Amen.
And it's no fun buying a brand new car and have the devil steal it.
Amen.
Listen at me. There is no joy in this kingdom. If you trust your money, I tell you, you're getting ready to get doomed. Trust the Lord. Lean not to your own understandings. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And I tell you, in the name of Jesus, he'll direct your path. Can I get a witness?
Yes.
So as we move along this morning, we see that our text calls for this good news to be told to those who are perishing. Now, the importance of sharing the gospel is something that is mandated in the scriptures. I've given you two of them. You can also go to many others. Matthew's the 28th chapter, verse 19 through the end, that tells us that's the Great Commission, that we're not asked to do this. We're commanded to do it.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. And we have the power. He says, all authority that is invested in me, I now give you. You don't walk by yourself. You walk by dunamis power. You got Holy Ghost power to witness to the lost. Amen, lights.
Amen.
And so the question is this morning, are we witnessing? Let me this morning try to give you some practical things that you will be able to walk away with to help you witness to people. First of all, let me give you a statistical analysis. The Institute for American Church Growth asked 10,000 people a question. What was the responsible for you coming to Christ and the church? Now listen to their reply. Number one, I had a special need. That was 3% of them. Number two, I just walked in. 3%. I liked the minister. 6%. I visit there. 1%. I liked the Bible classes. 5%. I attended gospel meeting. 0.5. I like the program, 3%. And the main one, and the last one, a friend or relative invited me, 79%. So listen at me. Word of God Church could triple by just every one of us inviting one person. Now, that's how it works. You see, it is clear. We must witness to people. We, not me, but you, each one of you is charged to go out and to spread the word. And you see, we have to know how to go about that. So I'm going to try to give you some things to help you along that journey. But do you understand what I'm saying? The reality is that nobody knows about Jesus unless those who know him tell them. I was out yesterday with Connie, and we were riding along, and I started noticing these big expensive-looking banners. And it simply said, this is a new year and this is a new church. I mean, great, big, very expensive looking canvas banners. And I, after having studied my text for the day, I got to think about that. And those big banners aren't going to bring anybody to Christ. Because he didn't give it to advertise and marketers. You see, that's what's wrong in our churches. We're trying to market the Christ. Like we market cars and shoes and hats and clothing. It don't work. This is a matter of the heart. Can I get a witness? This is a matter of what you profess out of your mouth and I. What we tell people about what we know about Christ and what's he doing in our life. Can I get a witness? You see, if we had Word of God churches to grow, and I believe we will, we must tell others what the Lord has done for us.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't depend on anybody telling them but you, because you are the ambassador. You're the witness to who Christ is.
Amen.
In your life. We spend a lot of time putting each other down and negativism. I stop by to tell you that will not win souls to Christ. Every time you put somebody down, you're talking about a child of God made. Amen, lights.
Amen.
This kingdom is prone to darkness. It's prone to find something wrong. Have you noticed that reporters don't accept good answers? They want dark answers. And so they keep probing until they find something you say that's wrong. And then they open up the windows of hell. And we who are true believers, we know that game. And so our mission is to proclaim the gospel, simple, plain, and true. Tell people what the Lord has done for you in your life.
Yes.
You see, pridefulness has a tendency to stop us from doing that. We don't want to let people know when we are particularly out there raising hell and doing everything we want to do. It's hard to open your mouth for the Lord. If you're a man and you just got finished flirting with a girl. And listen at me. She's going to go tell 10 other people. Yet he with his old funky self made a pass at me.
Amen.
That's how it works. The bad news will travel quicker than the good news. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
I was in the Price Club or Costco's. Came up to the line, and the lady said something that I thought was blessing. She said, you look just like my pastor, of which I know her pastor, by the way. I don't think I look just like him, but I accept that. And then she went on to say, I have a blessed pastor. He's a good, humble country man. By the way, for those who might hear this tape, it's Reverend Mosley at Quiocasin Baptist Church. And I know him to be a quiet and humble man. He used to walk at the mall. I haven't seen him since we've been back out there, and he quietly walks around. And he's big like I am. He's out there trying to lose weight. But to have one of his parishioners say that she loved her pastor, and she just could not get over how I looked like him. It was excitement to her.
Goodness,
you hear what I'm saying? You
Amen.
See, most people talk about their pastors like a dog. Amen, lights.
Amen.
Everybody I hear in Richmond talk about their pastor, they got something bad to say about it. And if you got something bad to say about me, take it to the Lord.
Amen.
That's right. You don't take it to people you should be witnessing to. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You
Amen.
See, those people who badmouth the preacher, there's no way they're going to get anybody to come to their church. If he's that bad, you got no business still sitting up on them.
Amen.
That's all I hear. You know, Zig Ziglar calls it a stinking thinking. You know, we don't think about the blessings of the Lord. We think about things that are not true. I submit to you in the name of Jesus that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart must be acceptable in his sight.
Amen.
You should never say anything about anyone that you can't say to Christ.
Amen.
Y'all might as well say amen.
Amen.
And we sit up there and badmouth our husbands and badmouth our wives and badmouth our children. You can't witness to anybody with a bad mouth.
Amen.
You have to have a mouth of love that only comes from heaven. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And let me touch on an area that you need to take good stock if you're going to go out and be a witness for the Lord. You're going to run up on rejection. Let me just stay with this for a minute. You know, anything in life that's good, that's wholesome, that's meaningful, you're going to have people reject it. Now, the question is, how can you stand up under rejection? As all of you all are aware, I do multi-level businesses, and that way I don't have to beg y'all for no money. Y'all my sister, you should say amen to that.
Amen.
I don't know another preacher that preaches for no money. I don't know one.
Amen.
Somebody help me with that. And I ain't boasting. I'm telling you that God is good.
Amen, all the time.
Yes, he is. And I bring this up because most people won't stick with what I do because they can't stand rejection. Soon as somebody tell them that's an illegal pyramid, they're gone. Instead of them educating people that what is a legal pyramid is when you go to work and your boss, who in this case is talking about these banks and mortgage companies, one guy, he had tricked up the mortgage company so bad they told him to resign, but they gave him $200 million. That's an illegal pyramid. You see, people have been blindsided and they accept a lie over the truth. And a lot of that comes because it is easier to reject something than to deal with it.
Amen.
So now let me get back on the point in case somebody think I'm trying to plug my multi-level. You know, everybody gets, they draw a knife. A shield comes up when I say something. And that same shield comes up when you tell the truth about Jesus.
Amen.
People don't want to hear that. That's why it doesn't bother me. If you are speaking God's word, you could be rejected. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And so when I do my business and you say it's a legal pyramid, I say, well, God bless you, and I'm gone. Now, here's what helps me, and maybe it'll help you. Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. For I do not persuade men of God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. Let me tell you, church, if you want a witness for God and his son Jesus and the plan of salvation, you must please God, not man.
Amen.
Our major problem in witnessing is that we're worried about what people will say about us. Y'all might as well say amen. Now, if you're not living a godly life, they're going to have a whole lot to say when you approach them about Christ.
Amen.
He got a lot of nerve telling me about the Lord. I'm a Christian. By the way, anybody that throws that at you, you know right there and there they're not a Christian. If somebody go tell you, how dare you tell me that, I don't need you to tell me to go to church and read my Bible. Has anybody had that in mind out in, like Clinton said the other day, out in fantasy land? If you're speaking about the word, you're going to get rejections. And what I suggest to you is that you know who you serve. You don't worry about what man says. You worry about what God says. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So that's your first goalpost. And the second thing I can encourage you to do is to make certain that you pray for boldness. There are a lot of wimps in God's kingdom. I mean wimps. Had a lady at the church I was licensed through that used to talk about that, about how wimpy Christians are. You go to work, and the man said, why do you have that Bible open? And we get afraid of our job and our money, and so we shut it up. You ever notice that you very seldom see anybody in a doctor's office reading the Bible? Amen, lights.
Amen.
Or in a waiting room, they read everything but the Bible. They pick up all the magazines, and most doctor's offices have Bibles in them. Gideon Bible, I know the dentist I go to has one. Sitting right up there, little blue Bible. And I would think that most people in a dentist's office would read it because most of them under the same problem I'm under. I'm scared when I go there. And the Bible gives me what? Peace.
Amen.
But I ain't taking no chance. I'm taking my Bible. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
I went on an air trip with Connie to California, work of the devil. Send me to California, bring me back to Richmond, then fire me. I was hot about that, but I'll give God the glory. Know why? It was a plane ride of faith. Stuck Connie and I all the way in the back, right at the engine. Oh, come on, Connie. I couldn't get seated, Sister Corbin. The seat belts wouldn't fit me. And I saw the lady when she did the demo, she took the demo and put them together. I said, I wonder if that would hook on to mine. So I asked the man, could I borrow that demo seatbelt? It worked. But let me tell you what really worked. I copied at least 5 pages of faith.
Amen.
My wife's sitting here. She's a witness.
Amen.
I sat there when that man said, buckle up, and I started reading. And I read on faith. And I kept on reading on faith. Next thing I know, we were in the air, and I'm still reading on faith. Oh, come on with me.
Amen.
And I kept on reading on faith. And next thing I know, Brother Wayne, I done unbuckled that double seatbelt, and I'm looking out the window. I'm actually walking up and down the aisles. Listen to me. Faith will unlock the door that causes us to have fear and trepidation.
Amen.
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 I went from here to California. Just flying high in the name of Jesus.
Thank
you. Know why? I fill my mind on his word, and his word will set you free.
Amen. That's right.
Listen at me. My wife sat right in that seat. She couldn't believe it. I done got out the seat, looking out the window, coming into California. We in between two mountains, and he turning the plane all around up in the air and all that. And I'm sitting out there looking out the window with him. Hey, look at them mountains down there. Nobody gonna tell me that was nothing but the Lord who took me and he brought me back. Can I get a witness?
Yes.
Listen at me. There is no fear in God.
Amen.
If you got the power to say it, there is no fear in God.
Amen.
Fear is the work of wimps and the devil.
Yes. Yes. That's right.
Amen.
You keep your mind on Jesus, he said, I'll give you perfect peace.
Yes.
And somebody's got a witness to people. I tell you everywhere I go, when I hear somebody with fear, and you can see it in their eyes, you can see it in their face, you and I are obligated to tell them, you don't have to fear. The Bible, our Lord says what? Fear not.
Fear not. Amen.
Well, I'm with you.
Yes.
Amen.
He said, I'll never leave you nor will I forsake you.
Yes, regardless.
Care what the circumstances. I like the way the Amplified Bible puts it. It says faith is it doesn't look at what your circumstances are.
Amen.
Church, we're living in a time now where people are going to have fear of losing their homes and losing their jobs. And you and I have been charged by Jesus in that 28th chapter of Matthew to let them know peace is on the way.
Thank you, Jesus.
Joy is on the way.
Yeah.
Happiness is on the way. Take your minds off of what you see. For what you see is not real.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, y'all, come on with me.
Right.
Yeah. You know, when we get caught up in things and we are tossed to and fro, the Bible says, faith will settle us down. Faith will give you peace, I tell you.
Yes.
So in order to witness to somebody, you need to pray for boldness, that you'll be able to testify to what the Lord has done for you. You don't have to know a whole lot of scriptures. All you need to be able to say, here's what the Lord did for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I have to control myself when I think about the goodness of the Lord.
Thank you.
Where he's brought us from as a church and as individuals. You see, when you give your life over to the Lord, he'll give you peace. He'll bless you. Not only will he bless you, he'll bless your children. He'll bless your spouse. He'll bless your enemies. Listen to me. There is no truth outside of this word of God. I don't care what anybody says.
Amen.
So if you don't have the boldness and the dogmaticness, you know, people try to make that you're dogmatic. He just stays to it. You're right. Those who love Jesus never sway. We never change. We don't let the devil control us because he has not the power to do that.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
So I give you again that you pray for boldness. I can give you scriptures, but I'll give you straight. Just ask God to give you boldness, to stand up against the woes of the devil. And then you can witness to people. I've had it in my life when I've been under attack on jobs and everywhere else, and I was bold enough to say, you can't touch me. I belong to the King.
All right.
They thought I was crazy at Bank of America. I'm not crazy. They're crazy. They ripped all these people off of their homes and started talking about the bank, the secure bank. Listen to me. Don't let the enemy define who you are.
Amen.
Did y'all get that?
Yes.
Don't let the enemy, listen, don't let anyone come in your presence telling you what you are outside of who you are in Christ.
Amen.
The Bible says no weapon forged against us, no tongue that speaks against us shall prosper. We around here wimping out and allow people to define who we are. I don't care what you think about me. I worry about what the Lord thinks about me.
Come on now.
Amen.
Talk about me all day long. And when you have that boldness that comes through the power of the Spirit, you can witness to people. Can I get a witness?
Amen. Thank you, Holy Father.
The Bible said you'll make your enemy your footstool.
Amen.
Let me tell you how it works. The young lady that there was a group of them were set me up to get me out of that funky bank. No money paying bank. And the very girl who was setting up to get my job got it. And I get emails from her now saying, thank you, Bishop Cuff, for sending me the word every day. That's how it works.
Yeah.
You minister to even your enemies.
Amen.
One of the senior vice presidents of Bank of America, who's in charge of all their call centers, she gets an email from me every day. And she was part and parcel of the setup. But I note with great blessings that she hadn't stopped the emails. She could have easily said, do not send me any more emails. Don't ever think that your witness will not bless somebody's heart.
That's true.
It's not your job to judge. Your job is to witness.
Amen.
Who's on your email list? How many of them do you send the daily devotional to? You know what I do? I send until they tell me don't send it. Amen, lights.
Amen.
That's what I do. You give me your email, you better believe it, you're going to get one back for me. I've had a few to tell me to take my name off your list. Don't send me this stuff at work. This is my work email. Yet I get all kinds of funny, you know, those train letter emails. Something funny in there. But you can send that, but you can't hear the word of God. Oh, y'all might as well say amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Get these big long ones where you get 75 to 100, 200 people, and then one email to the next, and the next, and the next, and the next. See how many of them email Jesus around. And be careful, church, because a lot of times they'll email Jesus, but you got to watch when you, let me tell you a secret. you know, sometimes my grandkids come in, they want to go play on a computer. I remember my one grandson, he said, "Granddad, can I use your computer?" I said, "Sure, son." And he went in plugging in all kinds, that wasn't Dwayne, it was Jerry, plugging in all kinds of free stuff on there, you know, they playing their little free games. Next thing I know, I was getting pop-ups, there wasn't no way I could stop them.
Oh.
And you know what it was? Behind the free game is the devil.
Amen.
There's always pop-ups hidden in those so-called free things. Where you got the little picture of the fish and stuff flying around as your space saver or whatever. You see, they don't just give you something. There's always something behind something for nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
So we have it in our daily walk with the Lord. Pray for boldness. In addition to that, when you start sharing Christ, do it face to face. And let me just regress on that. If you find that that's too hard, then here's what you can do. Get you some tracts, and I need somebody to make a note to go start searching on the email internet where we can get tracts for free. And yet I just said, start getting free stuff. I just got that. Now, you know, all of us should learn from our free fridge line.
Yep.
We were free last week, all right. that's back on us. Hook a brother up. Give me something for nothing. Sister Corbin, that's why I ain't going to Shoney's and Golden Corral, none of them no more.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, because all I'm doing is asking to get diabetes, get the insulin.
Amen.
Nothing free. So somebody find where we can buy some tracks. So that's another way. Just hand somebody a track. Hopefully, if Lord willing, this week you'll start getting these CDs. Just give them to somebody.
Amen.
Once this starts, and it'll start this week by the grace of God, then get in the habit of just giving somebody. Would you like to hear a sermon? Because that's what I'm going to start with. I've been pondering in my mind, should I start with sermons or start with topics? Probably do a little bit of both. And if we get tracts, you can hand somebody a tract. You'll be surprised, they might come back and ask you for another one. Amen?
Amen.
And so start with just handing out. In order to do that, you got to keep some in your pocketbook, in your car. It's like I do. I went and got 1,000 cards made because I believe in something. This is easy. On one side of the card, it asks you some questions. On the other side of the card, it tells you how to get something free. Now, I know that'll work. And it's the same thing we're doing with the Lord. And maybe that's what we might need to do, get some cards made. Say, if you want to hear some blessed words, go to this website.
Yes.
And we got the website already up, don't we not?
Yes.
They can click on the sermon and listen at it. They can download on the MP3, which I had in my notes. You see, I get suspicious when I see people walking around, particularly our youth, with these iPods, which cost a lot of money. I'm looking at $189, and they download stuff on there. You don't know what they got on there. Keep in mind, whatever's going in their mind is making an impression on them. So I encourage y'all to what you listen at? Let me listen at it. You don't know what they listen at. They listen at Snoop Daddy. I know what's been happening, getting brainwashed. My granddaughter's looking at her mother saying, uh-uh. What's his name? Snoop Daddy ain't his name. He looked like a Snoop Doggy too.
Amen.
Amen to that.
See, when you're a devil, you're a Snoop Dogg. He looked like the dog with plaits. All right, so y'all got the point is that you find something to hand out. Let me give you a point too. Listen to these words from Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. I'm reading again from the Message Bible. Now that I have put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Did you hear that? Shine.
Yeah.
Keep open house. Be generous with your life. Be opening up to others. You'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven, hallelujah. And so church point two I want to give you is that you got to shine. You and I have to shine. That's the command that he's given us, light, bless you, so we can pass that light along. Can I get a witness? Not that we have to make spectacles of ourselves, because I've seen that in here in Richmond. The people get out on street corners, hollering, "Hello, I love you, come over here," and all this stuff, and people look at them and think they're crazy. y'all seen them. So it's not a question of me made a spectacle, but let me tell you what you can do. You can quietly confess through your actions and your speech that you are a Christian. Did y'all get that?
Yes. Amen.
That lady that Bree talked about is what I'm talking about. When you are assaulted, persecuted, saying all manner of evil against you, the Bible says we're to rejoice. We don't have to go in attack mode. It ain't easy, but it works. It's not easy, because natural nature is always standing by, ready to jump up and rear their ugly head. You said, what about me? Your mother.
Amen.
That's what we used to say when I was a child. That's right. We attack the mama, and once you attack mama, you can forget it. It's combat. Yeah, y'all old school people know that.
Amen.
All we did, walk around, fill up, talking about your mama.
Don't talk about my mama.
No, don't talk about my mama. And half of us didn't have no mama. But those are fighting words. I come by to tell you that you must have a quiet and gentle spirit as you witness for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And let me give you some clues. When you're eating out in public, you should offer thanks for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You ever notice people go and they sit at the table and put their little napkin around them or whatever on a nap, or they put on their left leg for some strange reason. Who spills on my chest? They need to put it up around the neck. But that's not cool, see, to put it up around, you put it down on your, you can find an intellectual, they're going to put it on their lap. But I'm getting ready to chow down, I'm putting that boy up on my shirt. But the first thing is that we can always pray before we eat. It does not cost you a thing but a blessing to bow your head and pray.
Amen.
I bet, and Connie said, you better pray before you eat. You might be eating some cloned hamburgers. I've seen families gather around at tables in restaurants and they all hold hands and pray.
Amen.
And it always touches me when I see that, because they're not ashamed of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And no food goes in their mouth until they pray.
Yeah.
Another point, keep a Bible with you at all times. You might call it your traveling Bible.
Amen.
And then don't be ashamed to read it, church. You see, people know the Bible when they see one.
Amen.
And if you're reading it, you don't know, you might encourage them to go home and read theirs.
Amen.
I've told you before, you need to have a Bible in your car, one in your bathroom, one in your bedroom. Let me tell you, I have yet to go back into my wife's bedroom and she don't have a Bible open at night. God is good, I tell you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, he's good.
Amen.
I can go back in and see my wife reading the Bible. I turn around going back up my room. We'll come back here with no pre-notion ideas. That's the power of God at work.
Yeah.
Kind of got to go to the bathroom now. She's cracking up. I just thought about it. So I want a sister come out of that Bible, sit out there waiting on No, my wife be reading that Bible. And so we give God the glory that if we open our Bibles, even our children can be blessed to see us reading at home.
Amen.
You know, in my house, we had a great big family Bible. We got one in here sitting over there in that corner there, in case anybody hadn't seen it. And when Connie and I are gone, it goes to you, Kimberly. That you're the senior and the child oldest of my children. But my mother and father had one. That's why I went and got one when I was early in my military career. But the problem was in my house, I never saw nobody open it. And you better not put your hands on it. I never heard or saw anyone in my house read the Bible. But I had to go to church every Sunday. And for the most part, my mother went. My father never went. But I did see my father praying on his knees, and it almost made me faint that he actually got down on his knees. But I was so scared when I saw him, I tried to tiptoe past his bedroom door. You never know who will be blessed by seeing you in the Word. One, it encourages them to read their Bible. Can I get a witness? Next point, in your conversation, always identify yourself with Christ. You know, church, you can casually mention where you go to church. You can casually mention how God blessed you. Don't hold a conversation where you don't get something in about God. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
God bless you. By the way, somebody take a note to research. Why do we say God bless you when people sneeze? All right, Erin says she knows. Yeah, that's what I thought. So
well,
when I get it's you're being blessed because your heart temporarily stopped.
Oh yes, amen.
Yeah, but see, the reality is that it doesn't, and the other reality is that we need to know why we say it, because I'll get mad at Connie in here sometimes. She be sneezing all day long. And I'll be back there saying, God bless you, but I won't let her hear it. Now I bring that to your attention, because now I'm starting to question, well, if I don't want to let her hear it, was I doing it to let her hear it in the first place? Am I right about that? If you're talking to God, why you got to say, God bless you. Y'all figure that one out. I said, Becky, I had to say that. God bless you. I said, Lord, forgive me for not saying it out loud. See, this is nothing. You can't get away with trying to be holier than thou. If you want to witness to people, tell people the truth. Now, I've been accused of talking too much, and that's true, because I ain't got no secrets.
Amen.
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 I really don't.
Amen.
The Lord knows everything I do. And who am I deceiving when I try to cover it up? He knows it all.
Amen.
Next point. When we get these CDs, which you'll start getting them hopefully this week, make it your business to make a list of people you want to see that gets one. The church will mail it from this end. All we need is an email with the address. And we'll say that it's from Sister So-and-so or Brother So-and-so. I'm excited about our witness with these CDs.
Amen.
Is anybody else?
Amen.
Just think how we can get the word into people's hands. And so they can drive on the way to work, like Connie and I when we go to VA hospital. We don't listen to nothing in that car but the word.
Amen.
In fact, Connie just said we listen to that all the time. I know Deacon Freeman, I've never got her car to one scripture being in there. And by the way, that's a testimony to your faith. Are we listening at hip hop or Jesus on top?
Amen.
And so prepare yourself to do God's work with these CDs. And lastly, or in conclusion,
sit down in the confines of your own homes and think how you can witness to somebody. Does anybody know somebody that you know is going down the wrong path?
Yes.
Make it your call to figure by being bold in prayer. Ask God to give you the wherewithal by the power of the Holy Spirit to lead them to Christ. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
You know, we might be small in number, but we're powerful in His might.
Yes.
Just think how many people we truly believe can convert to Christ. We're not going there to be their judge and tell them, you need to read your Bible, you need to come to my church. But what we do need to do is to make an earnest effort, because we have the power. Amen?
Amen.
To help people. For those who work jobs, do you really don't think there's somebody who needs help?
Amen.
A whole lot of folks need help.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I see when we really get going and we can take these CDs and put them at the Heartbreak Motel. Somebody on the way out might pick up a tape and listen at it and be saved. Oh, y'all not listening to me. You see, we don't need to give them to people who think they saved. We need to give them to people who know they're not saved. And work our way back up to the self-righteous. Oh, come on, y'all. Mm-hmm. It's an honorable and blessed thing to do is to witness to people, is it not?
Yeah.
Somebody, you heard the word, I heard the word. And so that's your charge. What? I don't know what that was. That's your charge. Can I get a witness? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
It's your charge this week to witness to somebody. And I need a couple of you to go online and find out where we can get tracts from. And then we need to get these tracts out. Somebody say, what kind of tracts? Tracts? Does everybody know what a tract is?
Pamphlet or something.
Right, it's a pamphlet or it's a handout that you give somebody that tells you a subject about Christ. Why they call them tracts, I'm sure they have a reason, a name for it. But they're tracts. Here in Richmond, they have the Bible, Baptist Bible Association, which is the, you have two in Richmond. You got the black and the white one, unfortunately. They haven't seen the light to come together. I know they give them to you because I've gone down there and got them. They got a whole big library. You can go in and just pick them off the shelf. Amen?
Amen.
So as we come to a close, I can only give you these things that you and I must do direct. There is no one else to do it but us. Amen?
Amen.
You see, people who are religious people aren't going to do it. Only godly people, only those who have the power can do it. Deacon Edison, lead us in prayer.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you again for today. Father God, we only ask that you help us understand what is our aim here. Father God, help us to walk step by step, not run a race in which we're always going to be in last place. But we can run a race, dear Lord, that will endure, not only for a moment, but in the time in which you've given us. It is not yet our understanding and our own knowledge we lean to, but to you, dear Father. For with our own knowledge and understanding, we'll always be lost.
Well,
we ask, Father God, that you show us
yes.
Day in and day out. It's not about us. It's all about you. In order for us to know who you are, we have to look deep within ourselves.
Yes.
And ask, am I seeing myself in this mirror? Or am I looking to see you, dear Lord? Help us now, Father, to see who we are in you and in your will. Show us, dear Lord, where we ought to be. Give us peace, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Give us peace. This we ask in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Let the church say in Jesus' name. Amen. As we prepare our hearts for communion, God is with us, is he not?
Amen.
His mercy endures forever throughout all generations. This is not a fleeing, passing thing. This is eternal. Amen?
Amen.
As we serve here locally, those who are taking communion, prepare yourselves for communion. Help us, Lord, that we will do your will each day that you give us. Guide us, Father, for you are the potter and we're the clay. You know, church, that's good to know where your place is at. He's the potter and we're the clay. That's a good thing. So all we got to do is let the potter do his work. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Everybody been served? Amen. If you have your Bibles and would like to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 starts, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after the supper and saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, everyone who eats this bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But a man must examine himself, and in so doing he is to eat the bread and drink of the cup. For he has who eats and drinks and eats and drinks judgment to himself if he does not judge the body rightly. For this reason, many among you are weak and sick, and a number asleep. But if we judge ourselves rightly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord, so that we will not be condemned along with the world. So then, my brother, when you come together, wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, or that you will not come together for judgment. The remaining matters I will rearrange when I come." Isn't that good news?
Amen.
So as we take communion, we also have to know he's coming. We got to get prepared for his return. Amen?
Amen.
Is everybody now prepared for communion? All right, let us pray. Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we thank you for this bread and for this wine, which symbolize the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We pray your anointing power be upon it. It is no longer bread that we know and wine that we know, but it symbolizes the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who died on Calvary's cross for our sins and the sins of the world. Let us commune together on the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Father, we pray for your mercy and for your grace. We pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And our Lord took the cup which symbolized his body, the blood that was shed for our sins. Let's keep it together on the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Lord God, we ask for your mercy on our souls. that you guide us and give us the power to witness for you, Lord. That you bless and keep us henceforth and forevermore. I pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you. We'll now have our offertory report by Mimi.
Last Sunday, we collected $147, and so that brings our total for January to $417.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
It's all going to be used to the glory of God. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Well, we've come to the end of another Sunday worship, but let it not be the end of the day in the presence of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Well, this is the Sabbath day. The Lord made this day for us to reflect on Him. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you in heaven, smile on you, and we'll be gathered together again on Bible study on Wednesday night. Pray for those who are not with us today. Oh, amen?
Amen.
And God will guide them back to this place of worship. God bless you in heaven, smile on you, and good day to each one of you.
Have a blessed weekend.
Thank you, Sister Corbin. God bless y'all all.
Blessed service.
Amen. Yes. God get the glory.
Amen.